Hello again, my name is Steve Elzinga. We're in the coaching class. It's one of the badges that you can specialize in. It's on pre-marriage coaching. And we've been looking at the seven connections that people have when they get married. And we're going to look at how a couple is purposefully connected around the topic of purpose. We're going to look at three different purposes, but a good verse to start out with is in Genesis 1:28. God blessed them, the man and the woman, and said to them, "Be fruitful and increase in number." God put the first human beings on this planet called Earth to do something. There were jobs for them to do, to expand the people on the earth, to take care of the earth, to work it, to till it, to serve it. There's a reason why we're here. And we're going to look at three of those purposes. So the goal here is to help the couple that wants to get married to think about these things ahead of time. So the first purpose is family. A man and a woman come together to form a family. And a man and a woman together is already a family. If they're not able to have children, they're still a family. But often couples want to have children, and of course that becomes a family. If you get married, or if anyone gets married, and that couple has two children, and the children grow up and get married and have two children, and if that family pattern continues for 400 years, there will be a million people in that family. So if I have two children, my two children grow up, have two children, and so on for 400 years, there'll be a million people in my family tree. So the question is, what kind of legacy am I going to leave that family? So the first purpose is family, and so we're going to be talking about family. The second is a legacy family tree. So one is a family tree. This is a legacy family tree. Matthew 28, verse 19, Jesus said, "Go and make disciples of all nations." If you disciple two people every 20 years, and the two people you disciple do the same thing, and that discipleship pattern continues for 400 years, there'll be a million disciples in your family tree. I mean, can you imagine? I think about that. If you just spend the next 20 years and the only thing you do is end up discipling two people, and that's it. That's the extent of all the discipling you do in the next 20 years. And the people that you disciple do the same thing, it keeps multiplying. In 400 years, there will be a million. And I know some of you are going, "That's impossible. How can that be?" But if you just do the math, just quickly do it. Two people becomes four, becomes eight, becomes 16, becomes 32, becomes 64, becomes 128, round down 125, becomes 250, becomes 500, becomes 1,000, becomes 2,000, 4,000, 8,000, 16,000, 32,000, 64,000, 128,000. We round down to 125,000, 250,000. 500,000, a million. You know, if you've kept track of all that, it's 20 times. So 20 generations, starting with two, becomes a million. So what kind of legacy are you going to have? First of all, in your own family, you know, you're ministering to two people that want to get married, and you're talking about their future. What they do in their family is going to make a huge difference. And what they do in the lives of other people is going to make a huge difference. And then finally, we're going to look at another purpose in life is money and work. A lot of what we do with our time is making money, and we do that by working. And you have to work at something regardless of whether you make money or not. Colossians 3. "Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for human masters, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Christ you are serving." So with this topic, if I was meeting with a couple, I would talk in general about these subjects. We're going to talk about family. We're going to talk about your purpose as a couple to be used in God's kingdom, to help people come to know the Lord. And we're going to talk about this thing called work and the time we give to work and the money that we make with work and budgeting and our view of money and how are we going to handle money together. Ecclesiastes 9 is another one related to money and work. Whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might. For in the realm of the dead where you're going, there's neither working nor planning nor knowledge nor wisdom. Work is a part of this marriage thing. One or both of you will probably work outside the home. And the reason is money. And this is one of the major topics that married couples fight over. Who does what work for what money? What, you know, it's a partnership. How are we going to both contribute to this partnership? So it's an area where couples struggle. So we're going to have now questions, and again, it's in the book. And I would first of all have the couples answer the questions separately. Again, writing the questions or the answers down, so that the person that has a hard time, you know, publicly talking about things, they thought about it, they took the time, they wrote it down, and then when it comes time to discussing it, they're more readily able to do that. So questions. Okay, number one. So now we're going to start with family. What role did your mother take in the raising of the kids process? What role did your father take? How are you the same or how are you different? So now each one. So the woman now is sitting there going, okay, what role did my mother take? What role did my father take? How am I like my mother? How am I like my father? So the woman does that and the man does that. Number two, okay, again, separately. How would you raise your kids? One day if God blesses you with kids, how would you raise your kids the same as you were raised? And how would you raise your kids differently than you were raised? And now the woman does it and the man does it. This is incredibly important. Because how you were raised has a lot to do with how you will raise the next generation. Or how your mother and father treated each other. What you saw in that marriage relationship is how you are wired. And probably the woman was raised different from the man. You know, these two want to get together and form a relationship, want to get married, but they come from radically different families. So this is the beginning of the process of trying to understand the family that each one comes from. There's a phrase that goes this way. You don't marry the person. You marry the whole person's family. Almost literally, you're stuck with all the problems of that family and all the good things of that family, but also the legacy that gets carried on. We tend to repeat the same things that we grew up with. Third question. How might you treat each other as husband and wife? How might how you treat each other as husband and wife affect the kids you may potentially have? So again, it's looking at the past. How did your mother and father treat each other, and what effect did that have on you? And how might you be doing some of the same things, or how would you do things differently? And each one is answering these questions on their own. Number four, how do you think as a married couple that you can go about fulfilling the Great Commission? Okay, so now we're talking about the next topic, which is your legacy, not your family legacy, but your kingdom legacy. So what do you think is going to be unique about the two of you together that could affect bringing people to the Lord? And finally, number five, many marriages that fail in the end fail over money and work issues. What are some of the bad practices that lead to this? What are you going to do differently to avoid this? So you get the, you know, people write down, remember they're doing it separately right now, they write down what they've seen. Well, You know, one in the marriage relationship spends money wildly and freely. The other one is a saver. Or they have separate bank accounts. Or they fight over which money they're going to spend what on, and they don't have a budget. What are the things that they've seen that have gone wrong? What happened in their own parents' marriage? How was money handled? How was work handled? One is working, one isn't. You know, if things are unfair, then couples get upset and they end up arguing about things. Marriage is a partnership, and both have to be in there. So this is the time for them to write some of these things down. Now the questions together. Okay, so they do it separately, and now they come together. What do you think will be your biggest parenting challenge that you face if you have children one day? Okay, you both have these totally different backgrounds. You're going to share those things. This is how I was raised. This is what I would do the same as my parents. This is what I do different. Now, you know, what if that's a different thing for each one? You know, this is how I was raised, and this is what I want to do in my family. And the guy is saying, okay, but I wasn't raised that way, and that's not how I want to do it. You see, this is why we need to talk about these things, so as husband and wife, we can get on the same page. In terms of parenting, what do you think you will need the most from your spouse? For example, support. You know, if I tell the kids something, then you don't contradict me. A lot of parents do that. You know, the father says one thing, and then the kids just go to the mother, and the mother changes it. And, well, then why would the kids follow what the father says? So, you know, trying to get some of these ground rules established before the children come along. As potential parents, what spiritual legacy would you like to leave with your kids? What habits and practices do you think will be most important to engage in with them in order to accomplish this? So, you know, teaching them to have devotions and to do prayer, to read their Bibles on their own, to take care of their rooms, to be responsible, to be disciplined. What are the kinds of things that you both want for your children? It's like thinking about that ahead of time. Number four, how might or could you as a couple reach out to another couple in a mentoring role of one sort or another to try to leave a more ministry legacy? So now we're going from family to not a family legacy, but a ministry legacy, making a difference in the lives of other people. How might you do that? Number five, how are you going to share the work thing in your marriage? How are you going to deal with the money thing in your marriage? And there's a lot of things to consider. And, you know, I have a few lectures in the enterprise class that you might want to take a look at. The pre-marriage thing isn't necessarily a class. I mean, I suppose you could make a whole class and a whole teaching session on money and how to manage money. And you may have to do some of that with a couple that doesn't know very much about it. Maybe they were not raised in a home that knew how to handle money. So you're going to have to sit down and go, okay, how are you going to handle money? Are you going to have separate accounts? Are you going to have a joint account? Can either one spend whatever money they want without talking to the other person? Or is there a limit? You know, if someone spends a little bit more or a certain number, then you have to talk about it with your spouse. And these are the things where couples end up fighting. Are we going to live by a budget? Are we going to look at our income for the year and then figure out what our expenses are and actually allocate certain amounts of money towards certain things? Are we going to just play it by ear and hope for the best? How are we going to attack this thing? Are we going to set up a savings thing? Are we going to have a credit card? And are we going to go into debt? Are we going to borrow money? What kind of family were you raised in terms of money? And what kind of family was I raised in? And how are we going to get together on this? A couple that don't figure this out ahead of time end up with a lot of headaches later. OK, Okay, now if you're doing it with a group, there's questions for the whole group. What's the one thing regarding money or work that the ladies would like to share with the whole group? What's the one thing regarding money and work that the men would like to share with the whole group? What's the one thing regarding money and work that a couple would like to share with the group? What are some ideas to improve a couple's fruitfulness? So these are the general things under purpose. Purpose is family, a family legacy, a ministry legacy, and then finally what you're going to do with your life, your work and your money. How are you going to manage those things? Very important topic that you go over with this couple. All right, we'll see you again next time.